Hello, guys, and welcome to the Reese Perspective. This is a brand new podcast series in which I kind of give my perspective on, you know, different things that I'm particularly interested in. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Today, I will be talking about a few things relating to Disney, their new streaming service, kind of my opinion about it, and essentially everything from Star Wars to, you know, sort of the other content that comes with the new streaming service that Disney has released. So I'm sure by now everyone has most likely heard of Disney Plus. It is a really, really good competitor for Netflix, because everything that is essentially made by Disney is on Disney Plus. So that's from like the old Disney TV shows like Boy Meets World, you know, Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. All that stuff is on Disney. And that's kind of stuff that I grew up with, like early 2000s / like late 90s, I guess. But yeah, all those old TV shows, those are all on Disney Plus. You also have Disney movies, so movies made by Disney, that those could be Pixar. You have The Lion King, so all those classics, those are all on there, which is pretty cool. I grew up watching a lot of Pixar movies, you know, Toy Story. All those movies are on there. I don't think the fourth one's on there yet, but I'm sure they'll add that soon. But yeah, Pixar, all those movies are really, really good. If you have not seen all of the Pixar movies, I don't even know if there's a bad one out there, to be honest with you. All those movies are just really, really good, especially the Toy Story movies. So also, now that Disney owns Marvel, a lot of Marvel movies are on Disney. I believe they'll probably end up having every single Marvel movie that's ever been made on Disney. So that will be on Disney Plus eventually. I'm not sure the ones that are already on there. I saw a few of them. I think there was Avengers Endgame. I think there was Iron Man, the whole series of those movies. There might have been one Thor movie on there. A lot of movies on there that will be released eventually relating to Marvel. So that's pretty exciting. But really, there's also the big thing that a lot of people have got Disney Plus for is the Star Wars movies and TV shows that are on there. So there's recently a new Star Wars TV show that just released the day that Disney Plus released. And it is called The Mandalorian, and I have watched two episodes so far. I think they're like weekly released, which is pretty interesting. So that's kind of different than what Netflix does, whereas you're just having everything released at once. And I don't know, I kind of like that. You know, people that really don't have a lot of time on their hands, it's pretty good for them because they can only get to watch, you know, one episode a week. And they have enough time to, you know, without somebody else spoiling it to them who has already binge watched the whole show. So that's kind of nice, depending on how you look at it. But it's been pretty good so far. I'm interested to see where they take that series. And I'm not sure if it's going to be multiple seasons or not. I'm hoping it is. But this season's been pretty good so far. The last episode I just watched, episode 2, I felt like it was a bit too short, ended too short, but it's been pretty interesting. The main character being this bounty hunter, so you kind of get those Boba Fett vibes, which is pretty cool. And it takes place in the Star Wars universe, but it feels kind of different. It feels almost like Western-y, which is pretty cool. And very different from what we've seen before in Star Wars. So I think that's pretty interesting. But yeah, I'm anxious to see how those characters develop over time. And the fact that it takes place in the world of Star Wars, and, you know, it's not actually a cartoon. We've seen TV shows, Star Wars TV shows, take place in the world of Star Wars, but they've all been cartoons. Like, for example, we have the Clone Wars, which I've seen a few episodes. I've heard it's pretty good, but that is a cartoon Star Wars TV show. So this is the first, I guess, real live action Star Wars TV show that has ever been released before. So that's pretty exciting. And I feel like it's good that it's a TV show rather than a movie, because you have all this time to have this lengthier story and to have characters develop without multiple movies, just it being a TV show. It's pretty nice and really convenient. So it's been pretty great so far. Also, Ian McGregor, he, from what I've heard, is going to be returning in a Star Wars TV show that will be centered around the character that he has played as. He played Obi-Wan, so the young Obi-Wan, before episode 4. And he did a really, really good job. A lot of people felt almost as if he was the real character, if that makes any sense. You look at him and you're like, oh, you know, that's Obi-Wan. And you really can't imagine another actor playing the character that he did. So a lot of people really wanted him to return. He, Ian McGregor, said in an interview, maybe it was multiple interviews, but he said that he was going to return to be in the Star Wars TV show that's centered around his character, which is Obi-Wan. And from what I've heard, it takes place between the third Star Wars episode and the fourth Star Wars episode. It's going to take place before the time that he meets Luke Skywalker. So that's pretty exciting. I'm interested in seeing if it's just going to be one season or multiple seasons. I'm hoping that it is a lengthier TV show, just so we can see more of his character, which, I mean, if any of you have seen the Star Wars prequels, you know that Obi-Wan, Ian McGregor's character, is absolutely amazing and just really fun to watch. So, yeah, that's pretty cool that he's returning. But yeah, this seems like just a really, really good year for Star Wars and just Disney in general. I mean, it seems like the amount of money that Disney will earn from all of this, just from the streaming platform to just everything Star Wars, is just ridiculous. I feel like that's just like billions of dollars that they're making from all of this. They're already a really, really wealthy company, considering that they own a lot of services. And I mean, the fact that they are releasing all of this in a year is really, really crazy. So in November, with the release of a new Star Wars video game, which I will discuss here shortly, and of course the Disney Plus service, to add on to that, the fact that they're releasing the final Star Wars movie in December, which, I mean, everyone's probably going to be seeing that movie. It's crazy how much money they're going to be making from all that. All right, so the new Star Wars game is also released in November. I believe it was November 15th that it came out. I played a little bit of it so far. It seems to be pretty cool. A lot of people would say that it's like really feels like a more of an open world game, but it is kind of linear at the same time, which is pretty cool. Levels essentially are just very massive compared to a lot of other Star Wars, you know, linear story mode games. A lot of people are comparing it to Uncharted. I mean, I can kind of see why, because there's a lot of, like, you know, climbing and jumping from one object to the other, you know, and just a lot of very cool environments. It's really a beautiful game. And also people are comparing it to sort of like Dark Souls, which I can kind of see as well, because you have this kind of combat that's, you know, focused on one character at a time rather than multiple enemies at once, depending on how you look at it. So that's pretty interesting to see how they've made this more realistic combat with sort of an Uncharted feel. So yeah, it's very similar to those games. Another game it reminds me of is sort of the newest God of War game that came out. I think that game came out in 2016. I forget exactly, but the fourth God of War game, it reminds me a lot of that game just because of, in that game, you could essentially choose which realm to go to. And the realms that you would go to are very, very, you know, open and intricately designed. So the new Star Wars game is very similar to that, and the fact that instead of it being realms, though, you can visit different worlds, and you can sort of choose between one world or the other, and then after you've sort of visited a world, you can revisit it, and there's really a lot to explore. So it's very similar to that God of War in that style. I think that's pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. I thought it would be really linear. And it's linear, but it's more, it's a really, really nice balance between feeling open world and linear, because you can kind of choose, you can have a choice between which place, which planet you want to visit first, which is pretty cool. A lot of people like the combat of the game, it being very similar to Dark Souls. And I think that's pretty cool how they've kind of matched the combat a little bit. I'm really glad that it's not overly difficult. You have many different difficulties that you can choose from, which I really like. But playing the difficulty that focuses more on the story and less on the amount of time that it takes for you to beat multiple enemies. So it's similar to Dark Souls, but it's a lot less difficult depending on the difficulty that you choose from. But yeah, I've kind of enjoy the levels of difficulty that they've allowed a user to choose from. So yeah, I'm really liking the new Disney Plus streaming service. I'm really enjoying the content on there. And the new Star Wars video game that just came out, I've been playing that, and I'm really enjoying that as well. I've still yet to beat it, but I've been playing it a lot, and I've been enjoying it so far. So I'm also anxious to see the new Star Wars movie that's coming out this December. It's the final Star Wars movie, which is really exciting to end the Luke Skywalker saga. I will definitely be seeing that. I hope you guys will see it too. Even if you don't like the new Star Wars series, just give it a watch. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time on The Reese Perspective. Peace out.
Thanks for listening.